producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Please have your attention, and I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Scott Bell Show.
Tamiflu has side effects.
Hallucinating. Suicide. Delirium.
Good Lord.
So it's Tamiflu or just suffer with the symptoms.
Ooh, that's brilliant.
Robert Scott Bell.
Hell no. TMO.
Anti-labeling advocates spent $70 million to defeat ballot initiatives.
Why? Because it's it would hurt sales.
No.
Shut up and eat your mutant chili.
Robert Scott Bell.
Cancer cases keep rising, and it's all down to plain bad luck.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Hey, there was one other thing on The Walking Dead my wife reminded me about that was pretty cool. The first episode, I don't know if you remember this, Super Don, somebody blew up the CDC in the first episode. Maybe it was right near the beginning.
First season?
I don't know. Huh. Now, listen, this is not me advocating blowing anything up. That's not what I'm saying. But the idea of, like, dismantling that apparatus is part of the bureaucratic oligarchy. They lie to you. They cheat. They steal. They hide criminals. They hide their own criminal behavior. I mean, think about it. That is not an organization that is above board. Now, that's not to say I'm indicting every person that works at the CDC. There are good people there. They're just doing their job. But man, oh man, the whistleblower, William Thompson, comes out and said they're just throwing data away. And there's no congressional hearings. What does that also tell you about Congress? Criminals protecting criminals. And then we're on the verge of, you know, voting, if we will, for someone to replace the chief executive of the United States Incorporated that seemingly doesn't like to stick to its own borders. Yeah, I'm going to get into this thing, and I didn't plan on doing it. In fact, I'm going to try to restrain myself, but it's very difficult because there's so much of the Hegelian dialectic going on here that I've got, you know, certain listeners or people on the social networks, I won't say this, freaking out, but they're like, oh my gosh, Robert Scott Bell, bad, unintelligent post, reflects poorly on you, disappointing. You know, all about the micro post. You just embarrass yourself. Heidi, no, you're embarrassing yourself. Because Bernie wants to invest in education instead of for-profit prisons. When have we ever been for for-profit prisons? That isn't even the point. The point is, there's no such thing as a free lunch. Grow up. Invest. We must invest. Well, if you want to take some of your own hard-earned money and invest and put someone through college, if you think that's the only way they can end up not in prison, knock yourself out. No one's stopping you. But if you want to steal money from me or another American to do that, I think I can think of 100 other ways that we can keep people out of prison besides sending them into college and putting them, enslaving them to a debt that they'll never repay. Or if it's not going to be their debt, then whose debt is it? They'll put it on everybody else. But socialists don't mind violence, even though if they're anti-gun, they don't mind violence when they get to steal money from you or anybody they think that doesn't need it as much as they do or their pet projects do. And Republicans are guilty of this as well, believe me. That's why I say don't fall for the Hegelian dialectic on this. But it upsets me that you mention the fact that, wait a second, the only people that are going to get rich over, for, you know, basically funding everybody to go to college are the banksters. Because where's the money coming from? It's being printed out of the proverbial thin air because of the Federal Reserve Act of 1913. And it's indebted the people of prison America and their kids and grandkids to their posterity to a debt that can never be repaid. It's indentured servitude at best, slavery at worst. And so if you want to get caught up in the nuances of going, oh, Bernie, all he's saying is, no, you can't do that because you're dealing in symptoms. I deal in the cause and the real remediation by removing the cause. And that's a little bit different than the superficiality of Republicans and Democrats, by and large, dancing around the issues, making it feel like they're different than the other guy or the other gal, when there ain't a dime's worth of difference when it comes to the national debt and the willingness of both parties to increase it ad infinitum until the collapse is inevitable. And then, Heidi, what do you say about criminality? You're going to be one of the criminals because you'll not have planned for the inevitable collapse and zombie apocalypse, and therefore you're going to be stealing from your neighbor because you don't know how to grow your own food. Or if you do, you didn't bother to help your neighbors or the people that you think are going to be saved from jail because Bernie Sanders will somehow pay for their college education, which ain't happening. It's not going to happen. Of course, Hillary, the warmonger Hillary, will be in there for the Democratic Party because, you know, the Democrats don't want really, they don't really want Bernie. They want socialism light. And the Republicans can't figure out what a free market is, so they won't propose any real solution to the disaster that is Obamacare and everything that preceded it. And then I'm going to compliment Democrats for a moment, if you don't mind, Super Don. Because on this first story of this hour that I had planned to go to before I was distracted by Heidi on the social networks, Big Food wants to sneak a ban on mandatory GMO labeling into the budget bill. See, the desperation here is because a number of states in the New England area, I believe including Bernie Sanders, Vermont, have passed legislation there that said we have to mandatorily label things that contain genetically engineered ingredients. And Big Food is really up in arms over this, and they're saying, hey, let's do a federal bill of preemption that would override the state's ability. Now, this is in clear violation of the 10th Amendment, at least, that prohibits the states, because there is no federal authority to mandate or ban labeling of food. The states, this is the purview of the states. And interestingly enough, for the most part, Democrats are a little more right than Republicans. See, I can be nice to a Democrat because it isn't about that. It's about an individual choice that someone makes, whether they have a D by their name or an R by their name. On a case-by-case basis, you have to determine the constitutionality. The only person that was willing to do that over the past 20 years or more was Ron Paul, who actually voted not based on political wins but based on the Constitution. And that's not a Democrat thing or Republican thing. That should be an American thing. But, hey, you know, I'm an idealist. But I realize that's not happening. Now there's a budget bill. They're pushing a budget bill. And they say, hey, maybe we could slip this provision to prevent the states from passing any laws, or even the ones that were passed will preempt them, so that mandatory labeling will never happen, and even voluntary labeling will be limited. If you're going to label it GMO-free, they're going to make you go through $1 zillion of tests to prove it. And they're going to basically destroy the ability for you to know what's in your food. But then again, what is our argument here? Screw Big Food. Even screw organic Big Food. Start growing your own. Get to know your farmer. Start buying directly from the farmer. Go to a farmer's market if you don't want to become a farmer yourself. And bypass all this. Of course, they're going to try and shut that down too. We've seen evidence of that with raids on Rossum, raids on raw milk farmers in Canada and here in the United States. By the way, this is our good friends at the Alliance for Natural Health USA, ANH-USA.org, has this label. I mean, sorry, the label has this article about the labeling that they're going to try and sneak in. And the Republicans, you know, think they're doing something good here, those that are for the preemption bill. Again, you're all for the 10th Amendment on the right to keep and bear arms, but when it comes to the right to know what's in your food, you abandon the 10th Amendment. Again, this is all politics by convenience. There are no principles there. So, Super Don, I want to take a breather for a moment here, because I didn't intend to go on some of those things, although I did want to cover the GMO labeling bill thing. So,
you going to take a breather?
Yeah, please.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, there is another GM story.
There is?
I don't know whether you want to cover that now. You're so worked up over...
Yeah, you know, I think we do, but you know, we should call on a superhero. This is the era of Marvel superheroes and DC Comics superheroes and Star Wars legendary people. But what about an old standby? Let's go to an old standby to help us with this latest genetically engineered food story.
When you find yourself in danger, when you're threatened by a stranger, when it looks like you will take a licking, there is someone waiting who will hurry up and rescue you. Just call the Super Chicken.
you're afraid you'll have to overlook it. Besides, you knew the job was dangerous when you took it. He will treat you super soft and throw the bad guys for a loss, and he will bring them in alive and kicking. There was one thing you should learn when there was no one else to turn to. Oh, super chicken. Oh, super chicken.
Where is Super Chicken when you need him? Seriously. That was great.
Oh, man,
that's when superheroes
pass, right?
That's when superheroes were really superheroes. Super Chicken. Where is Super Chicken when we needed to beat up the genetically engineered chickens? Because guess what, folks? It wasn't enough to approve a genetically engineered salmon. Now we've got genetically engineered chickens. This one approved for medicinal purposes only. What are you going to do, smoke it?
Medical chicken. There you go.
Yeah.
I like it.
Medical chickenness. Chicken. Floodgates are now open for more genetically modified animals, possibly even humans. Last week, we saw the approval of another genetically modified animal, again, this time a chicken. It's genetically altered to produce a drug in its eggs. The drug is designed to replace a faulty enzyme in people with a rare genetic condition that prevents the body from breaking down fatty molecules in cells. Now, if they're producing this for humans with something that's altered in this way, yet this chicken, which is approved, is not yet approved for human consumption. But now they're calling this pharmaceuticals with an F instead of a PH. And, of course, they had, remember they had a GE goat? We used to, I think, what do we call it, spider goat? Remember spider goat? Spider goat? Spider goat. Yeah. It produced antithrombin, an anticoagulant in its milk. And the FDA approved a drug for treating hereditary angioedema that is produced by transgenic rabbits.
Oh, the killer rabbit.
Killer rabbit.
The killer rabbit.
Kill the wabbit, kill the wabbit, kill the wabbit, kill the wabbit. So the geneticists can't wait to see what's next. I mean, these people are sick. These I know some people are, you're just anti-science. No, I'm anti-mad science. They're going to all, you know, the island of Dr. Moreau coming to life. We got Frankenfish, we got Frankenchickens. Super Chicken's not going to save us from this one. How long till they go designer babies? Parents want to say, I want to select the genetic characteristics.
Yeah, well, they're already doing that.
Shit, Christ. Crap. I'm just like a cussing machine tonight. I'm reading these stories. I'm going, I'm not containing myself. And it's like, bad host. You're being really, really mean. But no more Mr. Nice Guy. It's one of those nights. Super Don loves it when I do that. Ooh, we get to bust the quackers, the quackaroos, the quackbusters. Over electromagnetic therapy for tumors. Yeah. Could Royal Raymond Rife have been right? What are they going to do about this next study? Therapy for cancers not involving chemotherapy. Or maybe it's going to be an add-on. We'll find out after this break.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at endofbubble.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to endofbubble.com. Again, that's endofbubble.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
All right, notes are finally up. Go check them out, robertscottbell.com. No cussing in the notes that I'm aware of. I got a little ornery tonight. I get a little testy tonight on some of these issues. I know it's the kinder and gentler Robert Scott Bell will return tomorrow, maybe. I just see the disaster that is the Hegelian dialectic and people still being played, and they can't see through it. Maybe they don't want to see through it. They just want to believe what they want to believe and go, oh, I'm going to stick my head in the, stick the cotton from the pill bottle in my ears and I won't hear anything and I'll just react to Robert Scott Bell because he probably hates Bernie Sanders. I don't hate Bernie Sanders.
They're really taking you to task there on Bernie.
I'm telling
Sanders.
You, Bernie's got a loyal audience, right? It's like if anybody criticized Ron Paul, remember that? I mean, we love Ron Paul, but you know, people criticize him. You know, look, if there's fair criticism or critique, bring it on. No problem. But, yeah, some people get so hooked into their candidates that the mere mention of you don't,
well,
that you don't
listen,
agree with
I mean,
them.
He appeals to a lot. And I understand why. I mean, I'll just come out and say it. I've had some discussions with my son, who happens to be a fan of Bernie Sanders.
Oh, I know a lot of folks that are Bernie Sanders people. And listen, if you can have an intellectual discussion or debate that doesn't result in, like, oh, he hates Bernie Sanders because he doesn't agree with him, right? Because I don't hate Bernie Sanders. In fact, Ron Paul got along with him on many issues. They worked side by side on things. So it is about that. But when it comes to something that's so moronic, like sending it, he didn't mean send every, okay, but what is socialism? Socialism is stealing money from other people by force of the government and redistributing it to people that you say need it more, but it ends up having, you know, a ruling class, a ruling elite that have everything that they want, and everybody else gets equally poor. Now, this is not me saying I like crony capitalism. That's not what I say. if you listen to this show, this is a show about freedom. And that includes the freedom to help people one-on-one through private charitable organizations or non-organizations just by you reaching out your hand and helping them. That's the way it's always been done. And now, of course, it's only done institutionally, whether it be through phony charities like the American Cancer Society or phony charities like government. You know, we got to do it through. It just, that's just, you don't know anything about history. And you go, well, listen, the free market screwed it all up. We have to do the government. It wasn't a free market. There hasn't been one in so long. So that's the kind of thing that goes through my head as I'm watching these political game shows, the theater going on, whether it be on the Democratic or Republican side. And, you know, there'll be some that are so freaked out and frightened of Donald Trump or any Republican that they go, well, I'll vote for Hillary when she's the candidate. Because,
well, I would be interested to know, and I'll be honest, I haven't spent a lot of time investigating the minute details of what Bernie Sanders' platform is.
Mm-hmm.
But he's talking about providing a path for kids to go to, I guess, college in general. Now, what is involved? How do you provide a path?
Equals money.
The thing is, there's been a path to go to education, to going to college, ever since colleges have been around. Mm-hmm. Okay, my parents, your parents, their parents had a path to go to college. I think if I'm not right, please call in. You know, and I mean, we'd be happy to take a phone call. I think, but
866-939-BELL. By the way,
yeah. Is that path that he's trying to provide? Does that mean that we, as the taxpayer, should be paying for everybody to go to college?
Well,
what
of course,
to, like, working your way through college.
No, but again, it's because of racism, right? It's because of white privilege. We go on and on. Listen, there's always been racism on planet Earth. And if it wasn't the white people against the black people, it's the black people against the white people, the red
so
people against the yellow
is?
People.
Is this for, like, the inner cities?
I believe so, yeah. You know, it's because he's projecting that if you're in the inner city and you don't go to college, you're going to jail. Now, again, maybe it's an oversimplification, but that's what he said.
That's
and this
a
is
very
what the
general statement. I think there are a lot of people who would be maybe insulted by that, maybe that fall into that demographic that others would say, well, see, you were set up to go to prison, say, mm-hmm. because you live in the city. Look, it's a very complicated issue. There's not a straight answer because there's a lot of things. I mean, look, we talk about the war on drugs. That is very, very much skewed on the side of incarcerating minorities. I tend to agree that maybe there are some things that could be changed from within the system that would take away what I think is the real racism that's going on. But
well, listen, we want to
pay for everybody to go to college and have me have to pay for that, or you have to.
Dude, there's too many people going to college as it is, in my opinion. Too many. We don't need more. We need fewer people going to college so we have people that think clearly, that aren't buying a lie that they try to sell you, particularly the history that they try to sell you. We'll be back. We wanted to talk about electromagnetic treatment for cancer. We'll do that after the break.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The lining of your lungs is supposed to be protected with glutathione to neutralize incoming irritants. In the absence of enough glutathione, your lungs are more prone to irritation. Listen to the real-world results of one man using a powerful glutathione-supporting food.
Hi, my name is Bill O'Brien. I generally suffer through an asthmatic breathing-type situation. My breathing is shallow and generally constricted in the nose and lungs. After consuming One World Way today, I have tremendous energy and also notice my breathing is free. I can feel the air in my left nostril and it is free all the way to my abdomen, which is pretty remarkable because I rarely get that feeling. Being a singer, I love feeling this unrestricted voice. The only thing new I've actually added to my routine is One World Way. Wow.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
With a new year coming, it's time for a new way to look at weapon storage. Safes can't be accessed quickly, and racks are unsafe for children. Covert cabinets are the next level in home defense. They fit seamlessly into any home's decor, and they provide quick access to firearms while keeping them uniquely hidden. Covert cabinets, the ideal hidden storage solution. Custom made in the USA, covert cabinets are an elegant and practical alternative to the bulky and obvious storage systems of the past. Find out more at covertcabinets.com. That's covertcabinets.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
Super. Now, maybe I've just had too much coffee today. Could that be an explanation?
I don't think so. Well,
why not?
Maybe the way you do coffee, I don't know if it would do that.
Oh, man!
All right. Yeah, you might be right. I don't know. Maybe you could do that too much that way, too. Who knows? Something's going on tonight. But anyway, we're talking Bernie Sanders. Like I said, I don't dislike Bernie Sanders. You mentioned on the break, Super Don, that the guy, he speaks his mind and he speaks what he says. I don't believe he's making stuff up. He's not like a typical politician in that way. That's why he and Ron Paul did get along, even though they disagreed on certain political issues or principles. But it isn't. I don't have a beef with Bernie for being a lying politician. That's not my beef at all with him. I just, you know, he's appealing to people that want free stuff. And The problem is right now the corporations get all the free stuff. So it's an easy target. Get the corporations. Get rid of, you know. But he's not.
A mixed bag.
Yeah.
I mean, he really is. He wants to get rid of NAFTA. Of course. We agree with that, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He wants women to be treated fairly in the workplace.
I don't agree
with that.
I don't. Definitely not.
No. Yeah, right.
I want now, them actually to be treated to increase, more equal.
No, what? He wants to increase the minimum wage from $7.25 to $15 an hour.
Gee.
Now, that doesn't make any sense.
No, it doesn't. It's going to put companies out of business. People will lose jobs. But here we go to the source of this. I mentioned it, the Federal Reserve. On that front, he's a mixed bag. I think he supported auditing of the Fed, but at the same time, he had something to do with watering down the audit. Because the whole basis for sending kids to college is by loans. Now, if he wants to eliminate certain aspects of the interest rate, he's going to manipulate the interest rate. Of course, that's an interventionist on an economic level. That's playing the Fed. So he accepts the idea of monetizing debt. And, of course, he's going to say, well, we'll let them refinance their debt. But it's still debt. And if you go into debt to learn the stuff they teach you in college, I'm telling you, how much university education in the 20th century, it ain't that great. Look at what the result of the 20th century has been. Now, you could say, well, look, it's the greatest thing. Okay, look, there's always good. But the reality is we've taught people how to go into debt just to learn something that ain't even right. A lot of things that ain't even right. How many times have I been right, or have we been right? You guys listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show. You're outside-the-box thinkers, and you've actually read the peer-reviewed literature. You know, it's 20, 30 years ahead of where the medical schools are. In many cases, in the medical education, or name any other field or endeavor. And then we have the CDC filled with college graduates who refuse to acknowledge the danger of mercury injected into babies as a cause for neurological damage. This is the kind of thing. Where's Bernie? Bernie wants to vaccinate everybody. So don't tell me a college education is all that. I'm not opposed to it. If you want to go, just don't go into debt doing it. And if you do, you better be sure you're going into a profession that will pay you enough to pay that back, or else it's, again, more on the national debt. It's a phony debt anyway. It's a phony loan anyway. That we're dealing with funny money. Again, dancing around the symptoms. This is what is happening this election cycle. We had Pastor Chuck Baldwin on. He recently endorsed Rand Paul for president. I agree with him. If you're going to look at all the candidates right now, I still say Rand is best because he has principles. He knows the Constitution. He would get us out of a lot of foreign entanglements, perhaps even more than Bernie. But having said that, I don't hold out much hope for that because mainstream media doesn't want to pay attention to what Rand Paul says because he's not a warmonger. And we know Hillary Clinton is. That's why the Democrats are lockstep in for her, even though the kids want Bernie because he's going to give them free stuff. And then we got to cover this story. Oh, man, digression, regression, progression, whatever you want to call it. Electromagnetic therapy shows promise for patients with brain cancer. I bet you thought we'd never get to that story. EM therapy. Electromagnetic therapy shows promise for patients with brain cancer. A type of electromagnetic field therapy called tumor-treating fields may help extend the lives of patients with brain tumor who also undergo, here's the kicker, who also undergo routine chemotherapy. Early research suggests. They tested this on people with glioblastoma. They put on like a helmet, like Professor X from the X-Men, when he goes into whatever that dome is that he has. And they're saying that it's helping patients to live longer by using these TT fields. And they do it continuously for 18 hours or more per day, along with the chemo, given for 5 days of each 28-day cycle. And then they follow up with patients at an average of 38 months. The study was funded by Novocure, an oncology company specializing in TT fields. But what's interesting about this story is that if you're actually living longer, let's just say this, if you're living longer by utilizing this field therapy, like, Rife Frequency argued this, there's a lot of technologies that use this, why do you need the chemotherapy? Where's the test without the chemo? Now, this reminds me, Super Don, of when they said, well, the antibiotics don't work, they're all resistant. Let's throw some nanoparticles of silver into our antibiotic. And lo and behold, it worked.
Yeah, wow.
And what worked? Amazing. The antibiotic that had already failed? Or was it, wait a second, we just added something new into here, and look what happened. It worked again. It's not the antibiotic. It's not the chemo. They're actually measuring they don't understand the pathways that are involved here, but they're actually showing how these electromagnetic fields are impairing the cancer cells. So they know some of this, but man, oh man, they will not fund anything that does it without chemo, because that would be an admission of everything we did with Ty Bollinger and the truth about cancer. Oh, by the way, I got Dr. Edward Group scheduled tomorrow. We've got, before we go to Ty and do Outside the Box, Ed Group was also featured in the truth about cancer tomorrow. I don't know if we'll bring this one up, but isn't that interesting? Am I making a sound leap in recognizing that, hey, where's the study that does it without the chemo? If it shows you it's doing something with the chemo, drop the chemo and see how even much better it does.
I think that is a reasonable, mm-hmm. especially since they are introducing it and showing that it is having some positive effect, even in the context of in conjunction with chemotherapy. Why not have the study without it?
Yeah,
that sounds very scientific to me.
Right. Industry is paying for a growing percentage of medical trials. People are bummed because the U.S. government is not paying for as many trials. Now they're all industry-funded, private industry-funded. But remember, when the U.S. government was investing, so-called, in these studies, it would often go to the benefit of the private corporations or semi-private corporations. Again, corporatism, Bernie Sanders. Having the government invest in it, you could argue, may be better, but there's always cronyism within government. It's always payoffs. And when you're talking billions of dollars of research money, Big Pharma is going to show you the door, and you ain't going to get a job unless you were nice to Big Pharma along the way. And if you were, you're going to be like Julie Gerberding of the CDC moving to Merck's $5 billion vaccine division. You're going to have a cushy life with lots of money, but you're going to pay at the pearly gates. Well, it's not pearly gates of hell, is it? The fiery gates of hell before you come back and have to pay for what you've done. All right. Wait, we got a question of the day, or we have a comment of the day? This is a comment of the day, I think.
I think it's a comment more than a question.
All right, I'm not even going to play the question of the day theme then. This is really good, because this is directed at you, Super Don, my friend.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah, comment of the day. Are you nervous? You might should be.
No.
Not sure?
No, I'm not.
Mark D. strikes again. Don, you manufactured that intro in 5 minutes? I am thoroughly impressed with your editing skills. It's a good start, isn't it?
Okay. Right.
Yeah. Remember, because he said health, freedom, and liberty. He said it should be health, freedom, and liberty, and he's right.
Which, by the way, I'm sorry, it didn't make it in today's intros. But
for Mark D, it's got to be worked across the whole network, so bear with us.
It'll happen.
There.
It'll happen.
Yeah. My only question is, Mark says, what took so long? I will have to throw down the gauntlet harder next time I bring one of your mistakes to light. He's watching you, Super D. Then he says, LOL. Okay. Just kidding, man. I love all of your stuff, especially the question of the day intro, which I neglected to play, Mark D, because it's not a question of the day. It's a comment of the day. We don't have a comment of the day intro yet. Hint, hint, nudge, nudge, wink, wink, say no more, say no more.
Jeez. Okay. Yeah. All right. Fine.
He says this about you. He says, you have a creative mind like not many have. Good job on locking him into your show, Robert. Well, I didn't actually, because he's helping out with so many things. I hardly have him. But he gets the job done. Who does that? Was that Brawny gets the job done?
Gets
or no?
The job done, yeah.
Get the job done.
Do I need to wear a plaid shirt and suspenders now?
Maybe, yeah. Also, you almost got back at me last night without even knowing it. Normally, I'm just one day behind each show. This is Mark talking. I will listen to it on the way to work. I have a long commute. This particular show, when you gave my cannabis testimonial and fixed the intro, I was laying there doing my daily coffee enema. The problem is you guys had me laughing. Oh, no. This doesn't go well, does it? What does Mark say? He says, don't worry. Oh, the hazmat team didn't have to come out. The container was properly sealed, although I had questions at times that the seal was going to break. Another LOL. Oh, good Lord. Yes, coffee enemas during the show. At your own risk, because we sometimes do funny things. And laughter and coffee enemas do not mix. I don't know that for sure, but I'm pretty sure. By the way, Mark says, I have more hometown healing stories that I will throw out there every once in a while if you like, Robert. I like. Me likey. Yes, Mark. Throw your hometown healer stories at us anytime or call us up if you want. 866-939-BELL. We'd love to hear from you. Meanwhile, I'm continuing to train whoever will listen around me. I even teach a health class at church. I am an engineer, but I think my gift is healing because I just can't get enough of this stuff ever. And now I have people coming to me all the time asking for information about their particular problem, from headaches up to cancer. You will continue to be my healing partners, and I appreciate you. Talk to you soon. Love you guys. Mark D. Dude, that's a Hall of Famer right there, Super Don. That's a Hall of Fame comment of the day. I'm just saying.
Gotta love that. Mark D. I mean, I think he is the first and probably only listener that has actually caused us to change our programming, like, on the fly.
Right. Yeah, on the fly, for sure. Amazing. I do remember when someone was annoyed that we were rocking the health world all the time. That goes way back, right? We tried the polka, we tried the reggae, but we still rocked the health world.
That heavily. It was good. That's still good. Up on YouTube.
Is it really? Oh my gosh. Yep. Yeah, there is a Robert Scott Bell, RS Bell Show Media channel on YouTube. Check it out. RobertScottBell.com. Links are up in the show notes. Thanks to Op-Ed, our humble and lovable assistant producer, our millennial in residence, so to speak. When we come back, we have a Star Wars themed story. If I can squeeze in one more question today, it's a quick one. I will do that. Defeating bowel cancer. Okay. The dark side coming your way to defeat bowel cancer after the break.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, y'all, are you looking for Chlorella? Some chocolate superfood with organic vanilla. Food-based vitamins keep you a healthy fella. Use your wife's credit card, don't even have to tell her. Go to Natural News Store, that's what it's there for. Get your superfoods, herbs, and a lot more. Feel young like you did before. And let Mother Nature's medicine work it like it's there for. I know you care for your health, therefore. Don't eat those GMOs, throw them out the back door. Don't stay poor with the diet if it's killing you. Enjoy your life with nutrition that's filling you. We got freeze-dried food that's organic. Super clean, super food, best on the planet. Blueberry, strawberry, even pomegranate. Yeah, it's ready to ship. And if you buy it, you can have it. Yeah, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Check out store.naturalnews.com for all your organic supplements and superfoods. Or call 888-959-6415. That's 888-959-6415 to order now. Coconut, maca, spirulina, goji berry, superfood protein.
We have a great story from someone who's helped themselves to heal by using the botanical known as Carnivora. And we have a guest right now. Her name is Joni Nichols. This is quite a story.
Yes, it is. And, Robert, I was a mess. I had numerous infections. My hair was falling out all over the furniture. Mm-hmm. One of the scariest things was that my legs were swelling up out of control. It came to a head. Within 24 hours, I had gone into a coma.
Holy moly.
Mom and Dad decided to get me carnivore as a six-week program. Within two weeks, Robert, the first thing I noticed was that I felt better waking up. Then I noticed that my hair wasn't all over the furniture. I'm, like, all excited.
And she credits for all of it to her Carnivora protocol.
This is Richard Ostro, owner for Carnivora Research International. Call 1-866-836-8735. That's 1-866-836-8735. Or visit carnivora.com, carnivora.com. Call now.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Ammo is getting scarce in this country, so it just makes sense to reload your casings. Now with RussianReloads.com. That's right, reload previously unreloadable Berdan primer cartridges by switching them over to an easy-to-do conversion to accept Boxer primers. With RussianReloads.com. High quality and made in the USA. RussianReloads.com. Recycle that casing.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
I still can't believe people do coffee enemas while listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. That's dangerous. That we need Mike Rowe on for that. That's dirty jobs. Mike Rowe, dirty jobs. We love that you listen. We wouldn't be here without you listening. And by the way, we mentioned coffee enemas and bowel cancer, and then we hear from our good buddy. Who was it that wanted a shout-out? What was that?
That would be Kurt.
Kurt Wallace.
Our buddy Kurt Wallace.
Kurt Wallace. Shout-out. But hey, listen, if you hear us mention bowel cancer, that's not the moment to say, hey, I'd like a shout-out. That's hilarious. That is very funny. But we've got we do funny things here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. What's Kurt up to? I saw his mom down at Soho, and it was a great time there. But
he is a busy guy. I mean, he's doing some work now I can't even think of his name. Ben
Swan.
Ben Swan. I got all shook up there by the whole thought of Kurt being excited about bowel cancer. But with Ben Swan, he's been doing a podcast called The Flow. Which is really
that's cool. Why the flow, because we're talking bowel stuff and he has to do the flow. Go ahead. Yeah.
He has got a show with another individual, Brian Christopher Hunt, on Talk Network called Just Add Popcorn. They do movie reviews. They bring back what they have called the Gradies from the 80s and talk about some of the 80s films and stuff.
He should have said, hey, I heard you talking about Star Wars, I want to shout out, instead of, I heard you talking about bowels, and I want to shout out. just a tip, Kurt, for next time. Love you, Kurt. Go. Thank you for all that you do out there. Quick question of the day, then we'll get to the finale here, Star Wars and bowel cancer. The question of the day was about the Truth About Cancer docuseries. Saw me in it, and I was very interested in the three biggies I mentioned, which, of course, selenium, silica, and chromium. Is there a vitamin out there that contains all three that you recommend? No, there is not. Just say that. If I should buy individually, who would you recommend? Steven, go to choosetobehealthy.com. Call up 866-424-1077, 866-424-1077. You'll have it all in one place. Selenium, chromium, and silica that I utilize, all whole food, actual food. Not pretend, because you'll see all of these synthetic formulas that will have, we threw a little spirulina in it. So it's like we call it a whole food supplement with real food in it, but it's not. It's pretend. Don't do the pretenders. Yeah.
It's all real, right. But it's not.
It's real. All right, so Star Wars soundtrack evidently is helping doctors to detect bowel cancer. That's the finale. What a finale it is. This is out of Melbourne, Australia, in a hospital far, far away, they say. Star Wars Episode 3, Revenge of the Nerds. I mean, the Sith. I'm sorry. Oh, I'm so sorry.
Wrong movie. You're thinking 80s movies there.
Yeah, exactly. Kurt, you switched me up here. They play this theme when Obi-Wan and who was it?
Anakin
who became Darth Vader? Anakin, right? Yep. They were fighting on the lava planet.
Right.
And basically they play this theme while doctors are doing colonoscopies, and they found that the doctors listening to this will find more polyps and adenoma. In terms of, they did this against pop music. They didn't have a control group with no music. It was pop music or one of the Star Wars themes. So let's hear what they were listening to. We found another one. What is it about that theme particularly that would make you be more likely to find polyps?
I don't know. I think it would scare the living daylights out of me if I happened to, like, wake up.
If I'm the patient and this is getting up and then suddenly you hear this, it's like, whoa, where have I woken up? Am I still here? What are you doing to me? This was published in the Medical Journal of Australia, by the way. Yeah. And they say it's written in somewhat tongue-in-cheek methods with reference to the space saga, but efficiency at discovering polyps and adenoma that can cause bowel and colon cancer, it's all right. That's good. And if it actually does that, I don't know why exactly. Is there like, you know, a finale where they find more than
there
at any
is,
other time?
You know, when he's like searching for the polyps and then he finds the polyp and then suddenly it goes...
Oh, ow! They sure found it. Wow. I don't know. I guess it's better than the Imperial Death March, right? They're back there. Yes. Right? It was better than the theme from Jaws. Ow! I found it. All right. That's it, folks. That's all, folks. Till tomorrow, outside the box, we got Dr. Edward Group. Go to robertscottbell.com. Tell your friends the truth. The power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to stay big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.